Hi, hello everyone. I've just returned from the Royal Escape for a week, and it was really brilliant. Really enjoyed it. Enjoyed the sailing and enjoyed the company and everything else that goes with it. But before I start talking about the trip, I want to talk to you about the most important thing that we spent a lot of time talking about, and that is Visa GB food on the menu. Tim, our skipper, decided that he was going to show us how to make porridge, and it was really delicious. He put lots of things in it that I've never used before. So with the porridge oats, he would put in apples and cook them through, and blueberries and sultanas and raisins. And then, pièce de résistance, was the ginger. Lots of scrapings of ginger made it feel really hot and fiery. And it kept you warm and you didn't feel hungry for the rest of the day. So many thanks for that recipe, Tim. I'm going to use it for the rest of my porridge making days. The second recipe I really enjoyed because it was really easy to do. You know what it's like when you're on the move and you're bouncing up and down and you're almost pretending to be a submarine at times. Well, wraps are really easy to make. So you can get 8 in a packet and then you can fill them up with your favourite ingredients. They can be savoury, they can be fruity, they can be hot or they can be cold. So it's up to you what you put in them. Make them for however many you want. An interesting idea was that some people brought the food already prepared. So one person came with a stew and we had that on the first night. And that was really brilliant because we were all a bit tired, didn't know what to do. So having something that was already made really helped us to kind of relax. Another person brought something that was frozen. And again, we could just bung that into the freezer and pull it out when we wanted to, particularly if we'd been sailing for a long day. So we just wanted a bit more of a relaxing evening. So that was a couple of ideas that worked really well. If you're worried about cooking because you don't know if you're going to be able to cope, please don't worry. Everybody seems to help each other out. Some people would chop the vegetables, other people would clean up around you, other people would stir or fry the ingredients, other people would set the table for drinks, and people would wash up afterwards and put things away. So it was a really shared experience, and no one felt that they weren't able to do the cooking. So just get on with it and enjoy it. Cook's tips. Handy things to help you when you're cooking on board the boat. Sue suggested that we should do all our peeling and cutting on old newspapers, because that way we could keep all the rubbish in one place. It stopped it from going all over the table, stopped most of it from going all over the floor. And it was really easy. You just rolled up the piece of paper afterwards and threw it in the bin. And there you were. Brilliant tip for a cook.